knowledge of the way of life, why, I'll say, well, it's time for dinner, or what I had for dinner, mm-hmm. and I know they know what I'm talking about.
Right.
See?
What, well, peas and beets and carrots and things like that, you call them
vegetables, you mean?
Vegetables, right.
I thought you meant a concoction.
No, no.
Vegetables.
Would they grow like if a little plot around your house where you
garden,
grow?
Garden, you garden.
Would everybody mainly have those?
Back then, when I was young, that was part of your living.
That was part of your living.
If you didn't grow a garden, the people wondered what was wrong with you.
Well,
there was something wrong because they didn't have jobs to go out and buy this, that, and the other, and you couldn't go to the store and buy vegetables like you can now.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
No such thing as a meat box or a vegetable uh-huh. counter. Anything you bought at the store was dried beans and flour and sugar
mm-hmm.
and bologna. They used to make it in sticks that big round and it'd hang from the ceiling. They'd just cut you off a slosh of it.
They would.
Yeah, but they didn't have no meat boxes. They'd have an old big, I call them a trough, but it'd be an old wooden, big wooden box back there. They'd keep this side meat laying in. It'd
uh-huh.
be covered with salt.
Would be covered with salt.
Yeah, and they'd cut you off a chunk. You'd say, oh, give me about a piece about so wide. They'd cut that off and go up the scales and weigh it, and that's what you owed for. Sometimes they'd buy a whole side. But as far as going to the store and run the store, say, run down the store and get me so-and-so. You didn't do it.
You didn't do it.
When I was about 7 or 8 or 9, my mama would send me to town with a couple dozen eggs and hope that I didn't break them.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd buy a loaf of flatbread. The stores mm-hmm. would keep a few loaves of flatbread. But now, they didn't pick those bread up every day because it was old. That bread stayed in that store a week. And it didn't mold like it does now.
Mm-hmm.
There was something about it didn't mold like it does when it gets old.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to town one day and getting her a loaf of bread and a gallon of vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And that vinegar was so heavy for me to carry back in that old glass.
Oh, glass
jar.
Uh-huh.
And I'd have to taste of that stuff every once in a while. I'd like the smell of it, and I'd taste of it.
Uh-huh.
And this bread smelled so good that one uh-huh. time I was tempted and ate the whole end out of a loaf of that bread. And I just knew every bite I would steal, but that's one more lick I would get. And I did dread to go home, but I had to go, and so I went home and handed her that loaf of bread, and I'd ate down maybe that for her. And she didn't do anything to me.
She didn't.
Told me, said that was, they didn't use the word unsanitary.
Mm-hmm.
You just say that's kind of a nasty thing for
mm-hmm.
you to do. Now, she said, everybody else would have to eat where you
uh-huh.
have eaten. But she didn't whip me for it, and
she didn't.
But she scolded me and shamed me till I said, well, I won't do that anymore. But very seldom did we have light bread.
Uh-huh.
They cooked the biscuits for the breakfast.
Uh-huh.
We'd eat those warmed over for dinner, and if she had enough, she wouldn't make the cornbread. But
mm-hmm.
if she made cornbread for a noonday meal, she'd make enough for our supper, too.
Well, what all different kinds of vegetables would they raise in the garden?
Mary, just every kind you can think of. Just start out of the springs, we'd set out the onions, and we'd plant the potatoes, we'd plant the English peas, we'd plant the green beans, both the runners and the bunch of tap.
Mm-hmm.
We'd plant the sweet corn and mule corn, too, so we could have sweet corn early.
Is that the kind you'd eat on the cob, the
mm-hmm.
sweet corn?
And the mule corn, too. Get them old. Here it's going that long, bury your face in, you know. And we'd grow the tomatoes, lots of tomatoes, and the okra, and squash. My mama would grow rhubarb and make rhubarb pies.
Oh.
Anything that would grow in the garden they'd ever heard of, that's what they'd grow.
Uh-huh.
And they just wouldn't have a little plat. They'd have a place big enough to plow it with mule, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course, my mom would always hoe too, but we'd plow those things.
How about radishes?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
They had
grown them by the hundreds. You know, our family, we didn't eat many riches. I don't guess any of them really liked it.
Uh-huh.
But I remember my mother taking mustard,
mm-hmm.
tender mustard, and lettuce,
mm-hmm.
and radishes,
mm-hmm.
and sliced them all up, chopping them up, and putting grease over
uh-huh.
and a few onions
uh-huh.
And man, my dad loved those things. She'd always fix him a dish of it, but we kids never did want any of it. Never did like it, and to this day, I don't like a concoction.
Didn't like that.
I like a salad, just lettuce, you know, with a dressing over it. But I remember her fixing all that, the lettuce and the mustard and some onions and some radishes and putting grease over it and some salt.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, he'd eat that
and
stuff.
He really liked it.
He was like a cow eating father.
That's great.
But now that was a healthy dish, you know.
Yeah.
Real healthy.
Well,
you got a lot of bulk out of it.
Did they have, did you ever see those little tiny tomatoes? Did they
tomatoes? We had some this year.
Oh, yeah.
She may have some, and they're not about so big around.
Yeah, a little bitty one. Well, now, how about, what kinds of squash would they raise? You mentioned some.
Well, we had several varieties. We had some little yellow squash, and then we had some great big, what they call gourd squash.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to cut that up and fry it, I think. Mm-hmm.